Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Without you.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In the early years of the 20th century, composers and musicologists wandered the countrysides of Europe and America, recording the sounds of people singing. It was meant to preserve folk songs, but along the way, these recordings also captured the sounds of voices that would otherwise have been lost. In the early years of the 21st century, the New York-based producer known as The Range has found a contemporary way to continue that tradition. He takes amateur voices off obscure YouTube videos and uses them as the source material for the songs on his new album called Potential. The Range, a.k.a. James Hinton, is here to play some of those songs for us on Soundcheck. This one is called Regular.
Right now, I don't have a backup plan for if I don't make it. But even if I'll just decide to move on. Right now, I don't have a backup plan for if I don't make it. But even if I'll just decide to move on. Right now, I don't have a backup plan for if I don't make it. But even if I'll just decide to move on. Right now, I don't have a backup plan for if I don't make it. But even if I'll just decide to move on. But even if I'll just decide to move on to something bigger and better.
That is called Regular, and that is a live performance here in our Soundcheck studio by the producer known as The Range. That's James Hinton behind the Space Age control board there. James, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me.
So Regular comes from this new album, Potential. What is the source material for that? I mean, it's really a striking little clip, you know? Right now,
yeah.
I don't have a backup plan, and here you are.
Yeah. I just remember it being, I think that's the most interesting thing is like you really do kind of ascribe a lot of what you find in the YouTube videos to your own situation. It's a really funny thing. I think I found that video, which is by this artist called S. Stars. Real name is Roger from the UK. Obviously, I think you can tell from the accent. Mm-hmm. I was just on tour, and it had just started to kind of hit me that, because I used to study physics as well as do music, and I had this sort of idea that I could do both at the same time, but all of a sudden, you know, I didn't have a backup plan anymore. It was just music, you know. At a certain point, that becomes your most important thing. And mm-hmm. so when this song came out, I was on tour and really kind of feeling it, and it just hit me pretty heavily. And if you wouldn't mind, I'll play it for you.
Yeah.
So people can hear kind of the original context of the sample.
So this is the original YouTube sample that you found.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and the guy's name is S.
S. Star is his artist name, yeah.
Okay.
Plan for if I don't make it in this music biz, but even if I slip and fall, I will never divorce my thoughts. I'll just decide to move on to something bigger and better. But I doubt that I'm in this for life, not I married it.
Yeah, so you can sort of hear there's a bit of you can still hear the same quality that's maintained in the original. Yeah.
So it almost sounds like he's rapping. What is he doing? Is he just talking into a camera?
Yeah. I think that's the kind of the quality of a lot of the videos, is he's in his bedroom just talking into a camera. He kind of introduces himself the same way other people do, or like, hey, it's S. Star, you know, like, subscribe to my page. And then he goes into this kind of amazing verse that's like totally out of that world to me.
Yeah. How do you find this stuff? I mean, these are YouTubes with like maybe dozens of plays.
Yeah, you know, almost all of them. I mean, the average is something like 50 or 60, at least at the time. Now, we've of course exposed it now. It's like much bigger. But I don't know. I think it started with this kind of set of search terms that I have that are secret, unfortunately, for the show. But then I put them in and then, you know, start at page 20 and then filter for anything that's not HD, anything that's like, you know, low play count, and then just try to go from there. And then you're really just looking, once you confirm that it's something low, I didn't want to have anything that had, you know, 10,000 views or something.
Right.
Then you're just kind of looking for an interesting thumbnail. This one was fascinating because it was like really poorly lit. He was in his room. He kind of had his head cocked to the side in the thumbnail, and I was just kind of fascinated. And then obviously the vocal confirmed the interest for me.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the David Byrne, Brian Eno record, My Life in the Bush of Ghosts?
I'm not. Is it in a similar vein?
Well, it was 1980.
Amazing.
But, you know, they took like recordings of a Lebanese mountain singer and a Southern preacher and a radio call-in show, and they took those voice tracks and just made songs around them.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, this was before sampling, obviously, but the idea seems to be similar.
Right, and I absolutely view it in this idea, you know, like, I think Plunderphonics has some sort of relevance, right? Like, there's this whole history, I mean, Beastie Boys records, it's all there. I just think, I am confirmed that this is something new and interesting. Like, the fact that you can face the person that they didn't, you know, they were the ones that consented to record themselves, they were the ones that published it, it wasn't a record company,
right.
It was never on a piece of vinyl. That somehow changes the dynamic in a fascinating way that I think I'm still kind of reconciling with, because it's just very interesting to me.
So what are you looking for when you go trolling the internet?
I think I was always, you know, when someone's singing, you can kind of get a hook or something that kind of gets a little earworm or something where you're like, that's something I can use. But at the end of the day, I think what I was responding to most was something that had relevance to my life. I mean, there's a startling number of tracks that I picked, Falling Out of Phase being one, which will be out on the record, 5-4 being another one, where it was just like, that was my emotion that I was feeling at that time. And I just happened to have and I think that that's the most important thing, was the emotional resonance with me personally.
Well, the song 5-4, there's a really wonderful video that goes with that, which we posted on the Soundcheck blog a week or two ago, which folks can still see at soundcheck.org. Maybe before we hear that song, give us a little bit of like what the source material is. Tell us what it is and why it spoke to you.
Yeah, certainly. So it's of these two guys that, as their rap group, were called SMRG. The main verse in this song is by a guy called ST, whose real name is Chris. And the other guy who you'll hear a little bit of, he has kind of a couple little small samples, is called Off Key. And his real name is Ben. And they were just in Hyde Park in London, just kind of like rapping, and it really kind of just was like a weird place to be. So I'll play a bit of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is some of the source material around which The Range has built the song called 5-4, which we'll hear in a moment. But this is the raw YouTube
stuff. This is the raw YouTube, yeah.
SMRG.
SMRG.
We're in the building.
Have you got some bars?
I've got
bars
for you. Yo. Flick of the flint and he's floating, folding with an empty soul. He smokes dope, zoning in like he's on his own with the only omen. I don't know his motives, but I've seen the destruction, the hope and the conquering nature of hopeless. Cold grip, blow piff, no diff. I rinse in events on the daily to hold on to sense, trying to stay blessed with the rays of Ra. Scarred from the hard tasks and dreams that never came to pass. The brightest in his class, and yet he tried to walk the straight and narrow path. But he turned teen, smoke grass, get lean in a parker. Fiend for the lager, the
right.
Fights and
the guy's really good.
He's insane. I mean, the fact that video had like 39 views is insane. The way he flips that verse is insane. It's insanity. And it was just completely underwhelming. Like, I just met them recently in London. They were like, James, how did you find that video? That was our least, the least likely vehicle for you to find us. It's amazing.
Well,
it's amazing verse.
So what did you do with it?
So I made this song 5/4. And if you don't mind, I'll just give it a go.
Yeah. All right.
So you'll hear a lot of the phrases that are intact, but it's been edited to kind of like fit the verse and the mood that I was going for with this song, which is called 5/4.
All right. Let's hear James Hinton, a.k.a. The Range, and another live performance in the Soundcheck studio.
My fault.
The Range with a song called 5-4 live here in the Soundcheck studio. The Range is James Hinton. And when I say you're playing live, I mean, you're not just hitting a button and these things kind of play. I mean, there's some performative aspect to
yeah,
this.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, certainly the ability to affect and gesture is an important one.
So that piece, I mentioned the video, which has these two guys from London in it. So
yep.
Clearly you contact these people once you've decided to use their material.
Yeah. I think it was a lot of back and forth in my own head about, okay, so you know, you find the video up front. When's the appropriate time to then contact the people? And I kind of settled on this idea of like, I'm going to make as much of the actual song to completion as possible and then present it. Because it is such a difficult way to talk about. First of all, you have to be like, I found your video that you made 4 years ago. I want to use it in this context, and without the piece of audio to kind of complete the legs of that stool, I was very pleased with the decision that I made, despite the fact that, you know, people very well could have said no.
Did anybody say no?
No, surprisingly.
Really?
I am kind of blown away by that fact. You would have guessed probabilistically alone, right?
Yeah.
That it would be okay.
But so the people who made these original videos, do they share in the kind of the royalties?
It looks exactly the same way as if they would have done on record. You know, there's a master side where your, you know, performance is valued, and mm-hmm. then as well as a percentage of the royalties from the publishing side. Yeah,
nice.
So it feels good as well to go through that.
Is there a danger though when you are digging so deep into like dark corners of YouTube where literally, you know, people in their bedrooms or in their backyards are just singing or rapping or whatever? Is there a danger that without you knowing it, that you might use something that is actually a cover of someone else's copyrighted material?
Oh, certainly. I think the last song I was hoping to play for you today is actually of an original Ariana Grande song.
So does
on
she
Florida.
Get?
Right.
She,
and so that's the interesting bit
too.
Where it was like the most crazy dichotomy where on the lowest end, you know, Kai, who's this lovely college student from New York. Obviously, she performed, but then we're dealing with like Universal to clear that. But I think it was an important part because that is so much of the YouTube story, right? Is this idea of this cover culture that people have. And I think from a theoretical point of view, I was happy to go through all of the hoops to kind of make sure that happened because it's an important thing. And I'm so pleased that Florida is the song that's, you know, was the first single. And because I do think it's an important entry because people are familiar with that story from the Justin Bieber days of like covers and that thing. But then from that, it's a nice vehicle into being like, okay, that does exist, yes. But then there's this whole thing like 5-4. That's a whole different world
yeah.
and a fascinating one. Yeah.
So the idea that for every Justin Bieber, there are possibly millions of other people of off keys, you know, people who are just
doing
their thing on YouTube.
No, and it's there. And I think the easiest thing in the world to do is to conflate the same intentions that these people do. What I'm trying to show is that I think there's an incredibly healthy part that has nothing, no interest in that world, right? It's just a presentation of what you enjoy doing, which I loved. And I'm not sure that story about YouTube and that culture has kind of been out there in a way. So
yeah.
I'm happy to chat about it.
So you want to play for us the clip from Kai
singing
this Ariana Grande song?
It's great. Yes, I will. So this is Kai's original YouTube from Florida.
Okay.
And he loves me too much for me to mess this up. And it sucks to be all in your head. Wondering where this thing could go. But you'll never know. What we could have been if you would have shown you way back then. But you gotta,
so is she singing to like a karaoke
She's
recording?
Singing to the instrumental of the original one.
Okay.
It just happened to be just low enough in the mix.
That you were able to get around
it. I was able
it.
To edit, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do you alter pitch, rhythm, things like that of these samples?
Yeah. It did. I definitely developed a whole new set of working with them. I think you end up treating them like in this version, I pumped everything up around like a whole step or half step, I forget. And then you're really kind of going in and micro editing as mm-hmm. much as you possibly can, and alongside all the other, you know, compression and EQ and
right.
reverb techniques that you would use. So I think people will see it's a quite different presentation of that source material.
All right. The album's called Potential, and we're speaking with James Hinton. He is The Range, New York-based producer. and playing for us live here on Soundcheck today. Let's hear his song, Florida. Once upon a time, there was an Ariana Grande song, and then there was a college student named Kai who did a cover on YouTube, and then along comes The Range, and that is the resulting song, Florida, from The Range album called Potential. Once again, The Range is James Hinton here with us on Soundcheck. So, you know what I like about this project is we think of the internet and YouTube as like infested with internet trolls and, you know, people who, you hear and see the worst of people. This seems to have kind of presented you with a real opportunity to make a kind of human connection with people that you otherwise never would have, or that we never would have known existed.
Yeah, and it's just been, I mean, there are times, I viewed probably something like 200 hours of YouTube videos to kind of get down, and like not from in every possible way. I mean that from a performance standpoint and from like kind of a genuine kindness standpoint. I think the people that are on this record represent pretty much everything I like about people in my own life, and I provided that same kind of criteria. And so it's been nice then to meet ST and Offkey from 5-4 and have it be borne out that they are, I met them through the internet and they are who they say they are, and they're incredibly kind and nice. It's been like kind of mind-blowing to me, and I'm hoping that I can get that story out, because it is so much of the news is all about that, and it's just not true in a large sense.
So what is your aim with a project like this? Is it your hope in some deep dark corner of your mind that you know, you'll become the next, you know, Afrojack or David Guetta, you know, that you'll big on the EDM scene, you're going to make all these people rich with their royalties? Or is it really just about putting voices out there?
I think it's just really about putting voices out there. Like, I just am...
But come on, if someone said, come play my club in Ibiza... And...
Yeah, as long as I can present the work. I think that's the biggest thing is, like, I think the music on this record is very much in that electronic world, but it's not up that same lane at all. And so if I'm able to just present this work and give whatever platform I can to the people that want to do it, I mean... That would be a victory for me if I can go out and play as much as possible and see. I don't have any. I mean, I would love for them, but
yeah.
To get the royalties would be great. But yeah, I think for me, it's just so much more important to be able to tell the story for them.
So it is, you know, in the world of, well, that last song has a very kind of electronic pop sound.
Sure,
there are other tracks that are closer to grime and other forms of UK electronic music.
Yep.
And James, this has really been an ear opener. I loved the video for 5-4. Glad to hear the record. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you again so much for having me. Appreciate it.
I know when things change. My life's like a book, but the pain still remains.
If you'd like to see what The Range has been up to, there is a documentary about the making of this record. The documentary is called Superimpose, and it comes out this spring. But you can see the trailer, along with a number of videos of the songs that we've heard and others from the record, at therange.us. That's going to do it for this edition of the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
Talking like you can make it rain on a sunny day. And everything's changed, things change.